You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win is 8-1. Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win in the betting at 2-1. Lee, really interesting matchup this one. One of the more intriguing matches this weekend. And Man City's woes in the Premier League away from home have been well documented recently. And following that goalless draw against Leicester on Tuesday night, they're now without an away win in six. And they've only scored two goals in that run as well.
Yes.
It's concerning.
Yes, it is. Their away form is poor, put simply. I mean, and 13-20 doesn't make an awful lot of appeal at a team like Watford, who've only scored 10 goals at home, but 9 of those 10 goals have come in the last 5 games. Ighalo scored 6 of them at home at Vicarage Road. So, you know, some people might look at that Ighalo to score and Watford to win at 8-1 as being a touch of value. I'm going to do something here that many people may shake their head at or even roll their eyes at. I'm going to take some advice that Robbie Savage has given me. Yeah. I know. It sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? But Robbie was at the game the other night, and I spoke to him. By the way, Robbie landed an 18-1
shot. He did.
Benteke 1-0. First and 1-0. Yep. In that Liverpool, that Sunderland-Liverpool game. So that's why I'm taking his advice. What he said was those four players that Man City played for the first time in, was it 23 games? They all started in the same match. Those four attacking players, the likes of Aguero and De Bruyne, Silva and Sterling. He said they will produce goals. Now, they didn't do anything the other night, and actually, you know, what, 3 of the 4 got taken off? I think De Bruyne was the only one left on. But he said the movement, if once they click, they will produce goals. It's just too good a combination of players. I'm going to go with that. I'm not going to go with Man City to win, but I think that foursome will eventually start to get some change. And I just think De Bruyne at 5-2 is a tremendous bet anytime here. I think he's a sort of player. If you've got your hands full with Aguero, and it works better when Aguero's playing, obviously, you've got your hands full with Aguero and your hands full with Sterling running at you, I think it's very difficult to pick up a player like De Bruyne. I think that's where he will eventually become, you know, a kind of Lampard-type player who can burst through and score lots of goals for a midfielder in the Premier League. So, one bet here, Kevin De Bruyne, anytime, 5-2.
I like that. You saw that against Leicester. I watched that game and he was the one arriving late and they were unable to pick him up. He didn't score but had a couple of good chances. De Bruyne is 5-2 to score anytime. That's Lee's bet. I'm more interested in Man City defensively here, Derek, without Vincent Kompany, because with Kompany in the team, they've conceded once in 9 games this season. Without him, they've conceded 18 in 9 games, and they're without him for at least another month. And I think Ighalo and Troy Deeney can have some joy against those centre-backs.
Well, they've had joy against every centre-back, haven't they, this season? And you're right, it's unheard of that a centre-half can make that much difference to a team. But it's not just his ability, Kompany, it's his leadership skills as well. They look leaderless, I always think, Man City. And, you know, you look at their away form, they're almost 1-2 here to beat a side that are flying. And they've won 3 away games this season, the same as Bournemouth. You know, how on earth could you go for City at those odds? You can't, basically. Watford have played some tough fixtures recently, and they've come through. I mean, okay, they lost the other day, but they went down to 10 men, could easily have won it against Tottenham. Still would have better side with 10 men. I think 4-1 is not a bad price, but I'm going to play a little bit safer and go for Watford with a goal start at 11-10. I can't believe you can get that. Odds against Watford with a goal start at home to a side who are useless away from home. I'm not, the day I start listening to Robbie Savage's advice, like, God, is the day I start listening to yours. I heard enough of him on this podcast for 2.5 years to know who goes in one ear and out of the other.
Well, it's been about 2 seasons since we last had on the podcast. This is the first time I've listened, so but I think he's got a point on this occasion. The fact that they haven't had those 4 players together for 23 games.
I know, are you saying that you've looked at Aguero this season? He's got 7 goals and they're like, you know, 2 other players to score. He never, but he doesn't. He just looks yards short of fitness. He just doesn't look right.
Now, when he plays, he'll score.
Silva's gone at the game, it seems. I mean, that's ridiculous.
What?
He'll come back. But he hasn't had it. When was the last time he had a storm?
They haven't played, though. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They haven't played together. That's the point, really. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But, as a defence, trying to cope with the pace of Sterling. You remember the pace of Sterling from when he was a Liverpool player
with Aguero, though, he still doesn't look fit. It's not guaranteed to happen in this game, is it?
No.
For Aguero.
But our 13-20, the odds of bookies are saying it is guaranteed to happen. happen, and it's not. You know,
You can't have City any bigger than that, though, I don't think, as a bookmaker.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You know, the more I do this book, the more I realise, you know, all this, the bookies are never wrong. The other day, that West Ham price against Southampton, that was wrong. That was so wrong. You look at the league table. Why were West Ham that price against Southampton the other day? It's wrong. And these prices are wrong. They are wrong. But I'm not brave enough to go for Watford. I'm going to go for 11 to 10 Watford.
It's not like you at all.
I know. I was just worrying me this. This is making me uneasy. Is this what we're going to get in 2016?
Yeah, this is the last day of this year.
Am I going to have to be the brave one now?
Mouse McGovern, my name is, for 2016.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.